Father, we have read in just a few words of great and awesome truths that we will spend eternity pondering. Give us grace to have insight into them now, as only your Spirit can give. Give us to love Jesus more. We pray in His name. Amen. We live in a day, in an age that is, in a sense, characterized by causes. It's full of causes. If you want to live for something, I could give you a list this long. You could start with the environment. People say, save the ozone, save the trees, save the landfill sites, save the whole world. There's all kinds of social justice causes. People living for the cause of eradicating poverty, world hunger, crime. People spend their lives on all kinds of things. All kinds of causes that are, in many ways, noble causes, good things to fight for. And Christians are sometimes no different. We can quickly become a people of causes, whether it's some of the causes that the world is caught up in, like I just read, or could be doctrinal causes, perhaps. We're fighting against evangelicals and Catholics together. We're fighting for truth in the midst of the emerging church movement. Fighting for this truth, fighting for that truth. And we can quickly become one issue Christians who have lost sight of the main cause, the one thing that is truly worth living for. As good as any other cause may be, it is not worth living for. In the scope of being born, and you live for a few years, and you spend your time, and you work, and you enjoy your life as much as you can, and then you die, what is worth it to live for? Is any one of these things worth your soul? There is one truth, one reality, one true cause that is worth living for, that is worth living and dying for, one cause that should own us if we call ourselves Christians. And this is the reality that the Apostle Paul calls us to in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, when he writes these words. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. This is the one truth that has to be at the center. It's got to be the driving force, the impetus behind everything that we do as Christians, as people. What is the thing that moves you, that makes you do everything that you do? It has to be this: the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was for Paul. We look at the letter to the Galatians as a whole, and Paul is writing for a purpose. He's writing to defend this cause of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, to people who are trying to mix in works and pervert the gospel, which is really a destruction of the gospel. And so he writes, and he writes this letter where he argues for his position on justification. And he argues experientially from his own experience how he received the gospel, and from their experience how they received the Spirit as they trusted in the gospel by faith. He argues rationally. He takes one argument and then puts another one and leads to another one and builds his case all the way Until he comes to the end of chapter 4, where he climaxes arguing biblically, where now he says, look, it's been this way all along. From Abraham on, we can see that God is justified by grace alone, through faith alone. And so he argues passionately that this is the gospel, and if you lose this, you lose everything. But why? Why did he bother to write this letter to defend this truth? Is it because he was the first one there and now they're believing something different than him and he doesn't like it? He's afraid he's going to lose his influence? Or maybe it's because Paul's an academic and he's big on just precision and making sure you have all your words right, in the right order, in the right places. No, not at all. Paul gives us an insight into his heart. He tells us why it is that he has written. We get a glimpse of what motivates the apostle. This. That the Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. And so if you say that justification is by your works, or even if you say it's by faith and my works, the apostle says, you have made Christ die for nothing. That's what he says in the very next verse. If justification were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. But Christ didn't die for no purpose. He died because he loved me and gave himself for me. Christian, let me ask you, why do you spend your time doing the things that you do? Why do you invest the amount of energy that you do in the things that you do? Why do you argue about the things that you argue about? Why are they worth arguing for? Why did you get angry yesterday? What is going to arouse your passions tomorrow? What is the driving force of your life? Is it love for Christ? Does your love for this Jesus, the Son of God, who loved you and gave Himself for you, is this why you do what you do? Is Christ the center? It was for Paul. That's why he says, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, because He loved me. And He gave Himself for me. Are there things in your life that you do, that you spend your time on, that you just, no matter how you work it, you can't trace back to a love for Christ? Those of you who are not believers, this is the gospel that owns us as Christians. This is the gospel that we proclaim to you in a few moments when we're going to pass the bread and we're going to pass the cup. And it'll go by in front of you, and when we eat, we are proclaiming to you this gospel. That the Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. Why for me? Why did I need Him to give Himself for me? Because God gave a law, and I broke it. Because God revealed Himself, and I hated Him. I rejected His rule. Because God's glory is the standard by which He'll judge. And I fall short in ways I can't even begin to explain. There's nothing I could do to save myself. Not keeping the law, not even keeping the law perfectly from now on. Justification is not through the law. So Christ had pity on me and gave Himself for me. What does Paul mean when he says, gave Himself? Well, he goes on and he explains in the next chapter. He says it's like this. I have broken the law. And in the law there is this statement that everyone who breaks the law will be cursed. Will bear the curses of the law, the wrath of the law. What does the law demand for lawbreakers? But death. I broke the law. So the Son of God gave Himself for me, in my place. I deserved death. I should have died. But He gave Himself for me. Instead of me, He became the curse that I deserved. It was not an accident. He gave Himself. It wasn't something that was taken from Him against His will. But He gave Himself. Why? Why would He give Himself, give up His life? Why would He do it for me? One would scarcely die for a good man, though perhaps for a righteous man, one might dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. Why? To display His love. Jesus Himself bore this testimony about Himself. He said, greater love has no one than this, that He laid down His life for His friends. This is the gospel. That I am loved with the greatest love that could ever be revealed. That God Himself took on flesh, the Son of God, loved me, and gave Himself for me. In my place. Instead of me. Grace Fellowship Church. This needs to be our center. The core, the heart, the driving force behind everything that we do as individuals and as a church. The gospel of the Son of God who loved sinners who hated Him. The Son of God gave Himself for me. As we're about to see, the bread, which symbolizes His body, which was beaten, broken, bruised, pierced for me. His blood, His very life, His love poured out through open wounds. Wounds that I deserved. All the while, as He hangs on the cross, bearing the unimaginable torment of the holy and just wrath of God against my sin. Because He loved me and He gave Himself for me. Here I see it at the table. Is there any cause like this cause? Anything more important, more worth your time, your energy? Anything more worth loving and living for with all your passion, with all your strength, with every breath proclaiming His gospel? May His glory and His honor and His praise, the overflow of our love for Him, because He first loved us, be our cause that owns us, the driving force behind all that we do. Let's look to Him together as we come to the table.